new sovereign begins his reign. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. Britain's King Charles III officially announced today by the Accession Council in London in what begins a series of ceremonies ending with a funeral of his mother, Queen Elizabeth, at Westminster Abbey a week from Monday.
Massive, and I mean massive crowds are expected to come out to mourn the loss of the 96-year-old monarch. Heads of state, dignitaries from across the world, you name it, people will be there to pay their respects. Then following the funeral on Monday, the Queen will then travel in procession through Windsor before being lowered into the royal vault inside of St. George's Chapel. Specifically, she will be buried next to her husband, Prince Philip, the Duke of Edinburgh, died in 2021, which is also during the COVID pandemic, so a lot of people couldn't come in. Now, less than 2 years later, the couple will be back together.
Fox's Alexis McAdams. The funeral was held today for Eliza Fletcher, who was killed in a kidnapping in Memphis.
Eliza Fletcher's family held a private ceremony for the 34-year-old wife and mother of two. Dozens of loved ones showed up to pay their final respects to Fletcher, a person who her family describes as a woman of faith who was not afraid to be vulnerable. Fletcher was murdered following her violent abduction while she went for an early morning run on the University of Memphis campus last week. On Friday, hundreds of runners mourning her death got together in the Memphis area to honor Fletcher and finish the run she never got to complete.
Fox's Charles Watson. Fletcher's body was found Monday in a vacant duplex apartment around where the suspect, Cleotha Henderson, was seen cleaning out a car allegedly used in the abduction. Police in Maryland say two parents and their three children were found shot to death at a home in the town of Elk Hills. Investigators say a man called 911 Friday morning to report that a woman and three kids had been shot and were dead. Officials found a handgun near the father's body. America is listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
A grade school teacher is facing numerous sex crime charges. Fox's Kara McHugh with the story.
A former Tennessee school teacher has been formally charged with committing multiple sex crimes with her students. Taylor Cruz taught fifth grade at the John Coleman Elementary School in Rutherford County. She was suspended without pay last May and resigned after being accused of explicit communications and sexual contact with students. Among the 19 charges she's facing are three counts of child rape and one count of sexual battery by an authority figure. Cruz's bond is set at $100,000. A plea hearing is set for later this month. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
Officials in Florida using the fifth anniversary of Hurricane Irma to remind people about preparing for the worst-case scenario.
5 years ago, all of Florida was covered by the spiraling clouds of Hurricane Irma. It was perhaps the worst for the Florida Keys, which bore the brunt of the storm surge and long-term impacts, though evacuation orders for more than 6 million people were called, causing last-minute traffic jams.
This is why the division continues to stress the importance of disaster preparedness and planning before a storm even has the potential to impact your area.
Kevin Guthrie is the current chief of Florida's Emergency Management Division. It is now the peak of the year for hurricanes. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Iga Swiatek has won her first U.S. Open and third Grand Slam title, beating Ons Jabeur 6-2, 7-6. The top-ranked Swiatek added the title to her two French Open victories, including one earlier this year. She's won seven titles in 2022, the most by a woman since Serena Williams in 2014. Jabeur fell short in a Grand Slam final for the second straight time. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.